What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast, as you may have guessed from the title, about Minecraft, specifically about Minecraft updates. Now, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, like Minecraft 1.21 with the new trial chambers, the new trial spawners, the vault, the crafter, the copper bulb, all of these really cool new features, or they're updates that we would like to come to the game, such as things like daggers, red dragons, new inventory improvements, and the like. So if those are the kinds of things that you like to think about, Minecraft update news, Minecraft update theories, that kind of thing, you're in the absolute right place. And if you enjoy what you listen to, consider subscribing wherever you are listening to this podcast. Consider subscribing and following for more. And if you really, really enjoy it, why don't you share it with a friend who also might enjoy it and spread the word about the podcast. I love to see new people added to the community. And yeah, it's been growing a lot lately, and that just makes me super excited to make more episodes of this podcast. Well, let's get started here with the Q&A segment. This is the segment that I like to kick off the episode with, where I turn the spotlight onto you guys, the listeners, in the form of I ask you a question, and you guys give me answers about various things concerning Minecraft. So a few episodes ago, I asked you guys this question. What is a classic item, block, or mob in the game that should never change? There's a lot of things in the game that are just classic stuff. That have become icons of the community, icons of the game, and just are super, super recognizable, even by people who have never touched Minecraft. It's just out there in pop culture right now, representing Minecraft and what it's all about. There's a lot of things that I personally think never should change, that the developers should have complete hands off, apart from maybe making it maybe adding some functionality, certain things. But as far as visually, especially, I think that there are some things that should never change. And I think you guys had a lot to say about this as well. Kalos Veta says the grass block. It is so iconic. It's very basic, but when you see it, you know you're dealing with Minecraft. Cat Python says the carved pumpkin. It just gives a vibe that produces pure nostalgia and always makes me want to build a statue using it as a head. I never thought of the carved pumpkin being iconic, but it certainly is now that I think about it. It's a very classic, iconic texture that has been in the game for a very, very long time. So good point. Silky says the Ender Dragon because it's kind of the goal. Also, I think that it should never change. And I agree with you. The Ender Dragon, I don't believe the Ender Dragon has ever had a texture or model upgrade since it was in the game to begin with. So I think it's a very classic look, very iconic as well, and probably should never change. Oculus says the creeper is basically the unofficial mascot of Minecraft, and its core mechanics shouldn't change. But no more destructive mobs should be added, at least not ones that you can encounter regularly. Now, that's a good point. The creeper, honestly, I've heard it said before, and I agree with this. If the creeper had never been added to Minecraft, and then all of a sudden Mojang came up with this idea for the creeper and presented it to the community would absolutely hate the creeper. I mean, it's this mob that sneaks up on you. It doesn't make a lot of noise. It sneaks up on you, and it can blow you up. It can blow up your builds, and it can blow up your items that you drop. That's a very, very destructive mob, and I feel like today's Minecraft community, if this wasn't already a feature, would absolutely hate the creeper. So it's very interesting to see how well-loved the creeper is when, of course, it would be hated if it wasn't already a classic part of Minecraft. Dragonfish brings up an interesting idea and says, brutes, they are so cool and so scary that it gives a certain vibe around Bastions, and I think they are a very cool addition. Brutes, I mean, of course, one of my favorite mobs is the Piglin, and the Brute is a very, very cool variation of the Piglin. Obviously, a very, very dangerous one as well. But yeah, and I guess because I'm sort of an older player, I've been playing Minecraft way longer than Brutes have been a part of it. And so Brutes, to me, still feel very new and very fresh. They do not feel like a classic part of Minecraft. But I can see from the perspective of maybe a younger player or somebody who's only started playing the game in the past couple of years, that the Brute is a very iconic, foreboding kind of mob that when you see it, you kind of get, you know, you have that feeling of dread, maybe similarly to the way I used to feel about Minecraft, like the first night of a Minecraft survival world, where it actually used to be way more intense than it is now. So yeah, very interesting point there. Zachariah says, bedrock. The scratchy look of bedrock is sentimental and really sells the look of unbreakable. Digging straight down wouldn't be quite the same if we had a different texture at the bottom. And I like that idea that bedrock is a classic look in the game. Pizza Ball says, the sheep is functionally perfect, but even that can have fun new animations or AI added. I say Minecraft should preserve its pixelated roots, even though the goat is a bit too detailed, in my opinion. Fair enough. Now, I think that Minecraft is generally pretty consistent when it comes to its artistic style. But I do understand that sometimes when a new mob is added, it can have a different vibe than some of the older mobs. And I agree. I think that the older mobs, in general should, keep their textures. Now, I do like the different texture that they came up with for the bat. The bat looks a whole lot better now, as well as the Vex. But again, actually what they did when they updated the texture of the, Vex and the bat with this, they made it consistent with the texture of everything else in the game. They really, so any changes to textures that happen in the game, I feel like should either be very, very close to what they were originally or be only made to make it more consistent with everything else. And finally, Blaze says they should never change the music. Just add to the collection. The Minecraft music is so well known and nostalgic at this point, it's too late to change. And I agree, man. If Minecraft ever changed its music, it would just not be the same. Minecraft's music is so nostalgic to me. When I hear the original soundtrack, I just get instantly transported back to when I started playing a long time ago. And all of the great memories that I have of that, it's just a different feel, Minecraft back then. And so I agree with you. The music should always be the same. But new additions to the soundtrack are always welcome. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these answers and opinions. And if you would like yours read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify, interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do so on Discord. There is a link in the description, and I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. You can do that as well, and I will do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Now, guys, today is Wednesday, and so it is your last chance to send me your idea for the one block challenge for this week. The theme for this week was crouching, and if you need a refresher on how this works, all of the details are in the description of this episode, but today is your last day that you can send me your idea, so get that into me as soon as possible. I will announce next week's challenge in tomorrow's episode, but again, please get it into me as soon as possible. There's already a lot of great ideas out there, and I would like to see a lot more come in. So get me your ideas as soon as possible, and stay tuned for next week's challenge. All right, guys, with that all being said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. Because this is a Wednesday episode, we are continuing our discussion on a theoretical update that I'm coming up with. I've called this update the Pets and Friends Update, and that should kind of give you an idea of what this update is about. It's an update for pets and for friendly or neutral NPCs. This is the second episode where I'm really going into detail on things that I would actually change about these systems in Minecraft, particularly the pet system, needs a lot of love. So last episode, we introduced a new thing for pets, which is pet respawning as long as they have a pet bed available. This is to address the current problem that we have right now with how fragile pets really are in Minecraft. You don't really want to use them very often because they die so easily. And while I am very, very happy with the changes that are coming to the tamed wolf pet in 1.21, I still think that it's a very sad thing that when your pet dies in Minecraft, it's just gone forever. Now, I understand you could always go out and get a new pet in Minecraft, and you know, literally all of them, they're all the same, like they don't have unique personalities or anything, but still, just for the story that Minecraft is trying to tell us, if Minecraft wants us to treat these things as pets within the game, then it is a really sad thing when those pets just die, especially if they die for stupid reasons. So I like the idea of pets respawning, like you respawn as a player. Now, obviously, this doesn't need to happen all the time. It needs to be a little bit controllable, because what you don't want to have is hundreds and hundreds of pets populating your Minecraft world, just lagging the entire place and never, never dying for good. I know that sounds kind of mean and cruel, but you do need a way to dispose of pets if there are too many in your world. So I would say that pets need to respawn after dying if they are connected to a pet bed. That's what we talked about in the last Wednesday episode. Today, we're tackling a different issue that we find in the current pet system, and that is pets that have to be babysat, pets getting in the way, and generally not doing what they should do. So we're talking about controlling your pets. Now, to a degree, just because of the nature of Minecraft and the nature of pets, this is just going to happen no matter what. Total control over your pet in Minecraft just isn't possible if you want your pet to feel like a pet and not like a robot. You know, like you don't want to have 100% control. You want it to still feel as if it's still an animal that has its own will. You know, you're not taking away its freedom of its free will. You don't want to control it to that degree. However, this doesn't mean that you should have zero control over them, which is what we have now in the current pet situation in Minecraft. We have zero control over pets, with the exception of rideable mobs, which I would consider pets, most of them. The pets all have a sit control. So you either have zero control over your pets, or you have absolute control over them, and they just end up sitting in one little area, and that's it. So my solution for the non-rideable pets is copper horns. Now, for those of you who might not remember, copper horns were going to be added to the game along with goat horns a few updates ago. I believe it was the Wild update, if it wasn't the Caves and Cliffs update part 2. Copper horns were going to be a variation on the normal goat horns, but they were scrapped. Now, copper horns were originally going to be a way to introduce music, like actually playing different kinds of music in the game. It was a very cool idea, but I do understand they scrapped it because it was just too complex. But again, it was a very cool idea. So copper horns are still floating out there as a concept. So we're going to incorporate that concept of copper horns into the Pets and Friends update. So I say, let's bring back the copper horns as a way to give commands to pets. Now, I'll say that there can be three kinds of copper horns. First, you have the wolf copper horn, you have the cat copper horn, and you have the parrot copper horn. These are the three non-rideable pets in Minecraft: wolf, cat, and parrot. And each of them will have their own copper horn. Now, these will be crafted with a goat horn plus a copper ingot and either a bone or a fish or seeds for the wolf, cat, and parrot, you know, respectively. So each one will have its own recipe depending on what pet you want to control. You can change between three commands that you can use with the copper horn. You can change by using the horn in different positions, like the original design of the copper horn. The three positions will be looking up and playing the copper horn, looking down and playing the copper horn, and crouching and playing the copper horn. Those three different positions while using this item will give three different commands to your pet. Using the copper horn while looking up will give the summon command. Now, the summon command is going to be really, really useful because this teleports your pet that is connected to that horn to your side, no matter where they are. This is going to be useful for so many things. If you have a tamed wolf or a cat or a parrot, whatever, sitting at your base and you are hundreds of blocks away and you say, hey, I want them over here right now. You use the summon command on that copper horn and the game teleports them to your side. But my favorite use case for this would be if your pet is in danger, if your pet is in suffocating in a wall or drowning, use the summon command and it will teleport them out of danger. That would be, honestly, the best use case for this copper horn and this command particularly. So I like this one. This is something that I really, really think they should have in Minecraft anyway. Next, using the horn while looking down gives the wander command. Now, this is something that a lot of people in the community want pets to be able to do. This command would make your pet move around in the general area, staying within a certain radius of the place you gave the wander command. The wander command would also make parrots leave your shoulder. This would replace them leaving your shoulder when you jump or fall. So this is kind of doing two things, answering two problems in the game. One, currently, you can't have a pet just wandering your base. Either they're sitting still on one block or they are following you everywhere. There's no in-between. This would give you an in-between option. So say you don't want them following you around, but you also don't want them just sitting in the corner. You want them to kind of have their own life, you know, walking around your base, doing their own thing. This would allow them to do that. You go to your base, you give the wander command to your pet, and your pet walks around your base, just kind of living its own pet life, not following you around, but also not just sitting still in the corner. That's something that a lot of players really want and something I've wanted for a long time. Also, this, you know, solves the problem of parrots. Now, this is a small issue, but it's always bugged me, is that if you have a parrot on your shoulder, if you fall down or if you jump up, basically, if you have any, you know, significant change in your Y level as a player, the parrot leaves your shoulder. Now, this isn't obviously a huge issue, but it's just something that has always bugged me. This would replace that. So instead of jumping up or jumping down to get the parrot off of your shoulder, you give the wander command and the parrot leaves your shoulder at that point. This might be not a great solution because you have to use this item to get a parrot off your shoulder. But then again, it might be okay because you know what? Even if you don't have your copper horn for the parrot on hand, you know, the parrot on your shoulder is not hurting anything, right? So it's not really even an annoying thing. So maybe it's not that bad of a solution, but I just personally think that it's really dumb that if you have a parrot on your shoulder and you just jump down a couple of blocks, it leaves your shoulder. That I don't like that at all. As a side note for this, part of this update would bring a new feature to parrots. And that is if you fall with a parrot on your shoulder, the parrot will flap its wings and you will fall slowly. So parrots would be very highly sought after pets. And maybe if that's too overpowered, this could be reserved for if you have two parrots on your shoulders. But I like this idea of giving kind of a slow falling effect if you have parrots on your shoulders. Just imagine they flap, you jump off a cliff and all of a sudden the parrots on your shoulders, they start flapping their wings and you kind of glide down. I just think that would be a fun little feature. Thirdly, using the horn while crouching would give the follow command. Now, this makes your pet follow you, breaking them free of the wander command or causing them to stand up from a sitting position. So you don't actually have to right-click them to get them to stand up. You can just give them the wander command from a distance, or the follow command from a distance, and they'll stand up and come after you. In the follow command, they will also automatically follow behind you to stay out of the way of swinging weapons or tools. For parrots, the follow command would make them get on your shoulder. So they're not actually flying behind you. They would just get on your shoulder like they already do. So what I like about this is that this takes the mechanic that we already have where pets follow you around, but it makes it a little bit better because they follow behind you and they try to stay behind your player. And now this might introduce new challenges to pathfinding if you're on a one block wide bridge over lava and you turn and the pet tries to stay behind you, it could potentially fall into lava. So things would have to be adjusted about this. But I think generally, if the pet can safely be behind you to follow, that's what should happen, because I can't tell you how many times I've accidentally killed my pet just because it went in front of me and I was swinging at something. So that really needs to be fixed, in my opinion. So that is what I would change about the non-rideable pets in Minecraft, especially about how to control them, the commands that we can give them. I know the pet whistle is something that people have brought up in the past, and I've brought it up in the past as well, but I just think that the copper horn was already there, and it was such a cool idea, and it gives a little versatility as far as, you know, the three different positions, allowing you to have three different commands you could give to your pet. I just think that that's a good idea. Now for the rideable pets. And in this category, I have horses, camels, and llamas, because these are animals that you can tame. And so, in my opinion, animals that you can tame by feeding them, those are pets to one degree or another. So they are different. You can ride them. And that's basically their use case. But they are tameable, so they are pets. My main gripe with these three pets is that you have to carry a fence post to leash them to. So you're riding your horse around, riding your camel around. You want to get off and investigate something. You have to have a slot in your inventory taken up with a fence post and a lead to make sure that they don't wander away, or you have to dig a big hole. And neither one of those things is intuitive or easy to do. Like, if you're traveling and you want to go check out something on the fly, your choice is either to work really hard to make sure your animal does not wander away, or you have to let them wander and hopefully they don't wander away to a place where you can't find them. I don't like either of those things. So what I would say is that the lead should be able to be tied around any block, such as a tree trunk or a pillar, or staked directly into the ground. I feel like this would just allow us to have a little bit more freedom when we're riding around on these mounts. And just give us a little bit more leeway in, you know, how we can control them, how much of our inventory space is taken up with just random junk that we're not going to use. I just think that this would be better for these rideable mobs. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions, your comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.